SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
लंदन की सड़कों पर चलते हुए ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लहजे यानी एक्सेंट की आवाज सुनना आम बात है। लंदन में रहने वाले ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों ने SBS न्यूज को बताया कि वहां रहने के कई कारण हैं।
I think it's a really happening place. Like, there's always so much stuff that you can do, anything from like live music and pubs, restaurants, events. There's always a lot to do. There's a lot of young people around. It's just a lot of fun.
It's easy just to jump on a plane on a Friday afternoon after work and go to another country. So coming from a place that's so huge takes me like 8 hours at home to drive to our state's capital city. So it's so accessible to everything.
The convenience of Europe being so close and to travel and being from Australia, we're so far away from everything. A lot of my friends live here as well, to be honest. I just go wherever my friends go. It's easy, convenient.
तो ये थे कुछ ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोग जो लंदन में रह रहे हैं। यूके की आखिरी जनगणना में पाया गया कि लगभग 90,000 ऑस्ट्रेलियाई ब्रिटेन को अब अपना घर मानते हैं। स्टीफन स्मिथ यूनाइटेड किंगडम में ऑस्ट्रेलियाई हाई कमिश्नर हैं।
At any given time, we'll have over 130,000 Australians who are living here permanently, so they're in residence here. London, of course, predominates, but Aussies live everywhere. Now, that's not necessarily forever, but it'll be we're living permanently for work or for study.
Stephen कहते हैं कि UK में रहने वाले ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों के अलावा और भी कई देशों के लोग UK को अपना घर मानते हैं.
But at any given time, rule of thumb, there'll be potentially 1 million Australians who are passing through the UK. They might be doing a short course for study. They might be on a contract for work. And a lot of tourists, so people coming in and out.
स्टीफन कहते हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों की अधिक संख्या के कारण लंदन में हाई कमीशन चुनाव के दिनों में लंदन सबसे व्यस्त बूथों में से एक होता है।
For the referendum, over 16,000 Australians voted here in person, and more than 2,000 deposited their postal vote at Australia House. So over 18,000 people voted here. So we were, for the referendum, we were essentially a voting centre for 10 working days. And so that's a big demand and a big effort on Australia House. But it's also a very good time because there are lots of Aussies in the queue outside waiting to vote. There's good repartee between the officials and the Aussies who are passing through. So often it can be, a good social time, a good time where Aussies get to chat in the queue and the like.
स्टीफन ये भी कहते हैं कि ऑस्ट्रेलिया और यूके के बीच में ऐसे संबंध हैं जो काफी लंबे समय से चल रहे हैं।
There are the people-to-people, cultural and historical links between Australia and the United Kingdom. So the United Kingdom remains the largest source of origin so far as Australian population is concerned. But in the modern era, there are also deep economic and employment opportunities for Australians, and that's why very many Australians have traditionally come to the UK. So when I was much younger, I came here in the late 70s and early 80s. I'm a lapse lawyer by trade. I was admitted here to practice. I lectured and tutored. I studied at master's level.
ये संबंध लाभकारी भी हैं। लंदन में रहने वाली एक ऑस्ट्रेलियाई बेथ फर्नसाइड कहती हैं कि लंदन का वीजा मिलना भी आसान है।
you know, a lot of people when they're younger want experience living overseas, and I think it's an easy sort of link. You can get a visa easily, and you're also then right on Europe's doorstep to travel, which obviously compared to Australia makes a big difference.
स्टीवन कहते हैं कि वीजा प्रक्रिया यूके ऑस्ट्रेलिया संबंध में एक गर्व का विषय है.
We've changed the what we call the work holiday arrangements. At the before the free trade agreement, they cut out at age 30 and they were for a maximum of 2 years. Now they cut out at age 35 for a maximum of 3 years. So if you've got 2 years to spend in London, as a general proposition, you'll be pulling pints in a pub in London and going to Europe for holidays. But if you're between 30 and 35 and you've got 3 years, you can be serious about your career development, your profession, your trade, whatever you do. That's a fantastic opportunity and a really good thing for young Aussies to do, just as it's reciprocal, of course, and so young Brits can go to Sydney or Perth or Adelaide, as the case may be.
लेकिन लंदन में रहने वाले कुछ ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों का मानना है कि लंदन इतना भी अच्छा नहीं है और यहाँ रहने में कई चुनौतियों का सामना करना पड़ता है.
The cost of living here is really, really high. So while you want to do a lot of things, you do start to convert everything back to Australian dollars and realize how expensive everything here is. So definitely don't like that. It's not as clean. Like Australia, from a hygiene perspective, it's a lot better. I mean, it's easier when your population is less, but yeah, I wish London was a bit cleaner. And the crime. I wish there was less crime and it was a bit safer.
It's expensive. Sometimes there's too many people. And then, yeah, the weather's shocking majority of the year.
खराब मौसम के अलावा एक और चीज है जो यूके में इतनी अच्छी नहीं मिलती और वो है कॉफी. स्टीफन कहते हैं कि अगर आप जानते हैं कि अच्छी कॉफी के लिए कहाँ जाना है तो ठीक है, नहीं तो अच्छी कॉफी मिलना थोड़ा मुश्किल है.
You have to know where to buy your coffee. And so close to Australia House, there's a coffee house which is comparable to Perth and Melbourne standards 2023. But you have to be careful with your coffee. And if in doubt, then what they call here an Americano, what we call a long black, is the safest bet.
पर लंदन में रहने वाले ऑस्ट्रेलियाई लोगों की सलाह है कि अगर आप लंदन मूव करने का सोच रहे हैं तो ये बस कर देना चाहिए.
Just do it. Like if you wait for the right time and you feel like you're not ready, you'll probably never do it. So it's just about taking the leap. Just make sure you're wise about it. Make sure you've got savings and like a potential job lined up and maybe some family and friends. Because if you're moving on your own, it could get a bit lonely.
I would just say give it a go. You never know if you're going to like something until you try it out. For me and my friends that have done it, it's been an amazing experience and, yeah, created a lot of memories. And, you know, I think you don't want to get to a stage where you're older and maybe regret not having done some of these opportunities while you have the chance.
क्या आपने भी कभी लंदन मूव करने का सोचा है? हमें अपनी राय जरूर भेजिए. SBS न्यूज से शिवाय प्रेमा और रानिया का ये अंश आपके लिए प्रस्तुत किया इति दीवान ने.
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद. हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.